This chew belongs to Don Cockcroft, one of only two men in the league who served double duty as both punter and place kicker. In his finest season as a pro, Don Cockcroft was named the leading kicker in the National Football League for 1972.
I'm Don Cockcroft. I was a third-round draft choice by the Cleveland Browns back in 1967. I came to Cleveland and had to replace one of the great kickers in the NFL, Lou Groza. And once Lou got a hold of me and started working with me, along with Blanton Collier, my rookie season, I led the NFL in field goal percentage.
Don Cockcroft drills it down the middle, and the Cleveland Browns take the lead.
Cardiac kids, everybody knows, because we won so many games in the final minutes. What was it like to be on that team? You know, it was a very unselfish team. We just never quit. You know, we knew if we could hang in there, we could win. And Sipe, of course, was MVP of the year that year. So, again, it was unique, and that was my last year. Now I look back, and I'm so glad that I had a chance to finish my entire career with the Browns and finish with that kind of a season in 1980 cardiac kids.
Snaps good, ball down, kicks up.
So many players, like myself, did not realize what we were doing in 1980 for the city of Cleveland and for Browns fans, winning those games in the final seconds. We knew what was happening, and we were excited, but it wasn't until later it dawned on us that the city was hurting back then. What hope we gave for the city of Cleveland. Everywhere I went, of course, I'm now reacquainted with Browns fans and whatever, and they all talked about Don, tell us about, you know, the 1980. Where's Brian Sipe? Where's Calvin Hill? Where's the Pruitts? I mean, it was like family. I mean, for 5 or 6 years, that's all I heard about, even, you know, 20-some years later. And then I finally decided, why don't I try to recapture that season? I tell people that this really is a book about life more than it is a book about football, because it's about individuals. It's about players and coaches. I don't think anybody's going to argue there's never a more loyal fan base than there is with the Cleveland Browns. Even in my era, we had some shaky years. Those people, 70, 75, 80,000 people still came to the game. And it's still happening. And the Browns, as we all know, have gone through some really tough times. And so it's impossible to explain. As I go out and do book signings and meet Browns fans, and these guys, they'll never give up on the Cleveland Browns. And God bless them. My book is dedicated to Cleveland Browns fans, and there's that special reason for that.